WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Georges Perrier founded one of the most highly regarded French restaurants in the U.S., Le Bec Fin, in Philadelphia. In fact, it's been named the number one restaurant in the U.S. by the Condé Nast Traveler's Reader's Poll. Now Perrier has written his first cookbook. Perrier grew up in France and was trained there in classic French cooking. He says most chefs in France come from restaurateur families. Eventually, they take over their family businesses. But he didn't come from such a family. His father was a jeweler, his mother a doctor. 30 years ago, when he was in his early 20s, he moved to the U.S. to help an American friend start a restaurant in Philadelphia. After 3 years at his friend's restaurant, Perrier opened Le Bec Fin. When Perrier decided to come to the U.S., friends in France warned him he'd never be able to find fresh greens, meat, and poultry here. I asked him if they were right.
When I first came to the States, it's true, we couldn't get foie gras, we couldn't get the herbs, we couldn't get this, we couldn't get that. But, you know, I mean, what I was not able to do, I talk about it, and I have a lady from the main line who grew up the herbs for me, I have somebody who grew up this for me, and I was able, and then, you know, the change in this country on the past 30 years, I mean, Terry, if I remember what we used to be able to get 30 years ago and what we're getting now, now it's better than France.
Really? Is it better than France?
Yes.
How is it better?
I think the produce are better.
The produce?
I think so. I just came back from a trip to France, and I look at the food in France. The food is, it was really poor and bad, and I'm looking at the produce that we have in France. You know, sometimes the haricot vert in France, because we have the haricot vert from Kenya, but here I have my haricot vert in the summer. My grower grow up haricot vert. It has nice, it's much more beautiful than what we get in France. So, you know, I mean, if somebody now who comes to the States and say to me, I cannot cook because I cannot get the produce, is a liar. You can get everything, maybe better than what you get in France.
One of the things that upset you when you came to the United States is that you couldn't get fresh pigeon. Now, when
did
I...
Did you weigh that?
Yeah, this is hard for me to understand because I think of pigeon as being those really dirty birds that fly around public parks and defecate in all the wrong places. I mean, to a lot of us, pigeons are kind of like flying rats. I've never tasted pigeon, but obviously it's a delicacy.
Yes, a delicacy. They're so good. I mean, I'm not talking about the pigeon fly on the street of Philadelphia. You certainly don't want to eat those pigeons.
Tell me what pigeon tastes like.
What pigeon tastes like? Pigeon tastes like, how can I describe pigeon? That certainly doesn't taste like a chicken. Pigeon, it's a very, you know what I like pigeon? Because it's a dark meat. And it tastes like a fowl. It's a mixture between, I will say, a partridge. And partridge has more flavor than the pigeon, but it's a little wild. So that's what I like, the wild aspect of the pigeon and the flavor comes from the meat. And, you know, I like my pigeon medium rare when it's not too bloody, but a little bit. And it's so tender and it's got so much flavor. I love pigeon. You never have pigeon?
Never.
You gotta come to the restaurant and get pigeon, Thierry.
How do you prepare pigeon?
Well, I have in this book, I think we have it in the book. I love it, this recipe that I made. I think we just roast the pigeon and we make a nice simple jus. And what I like to do, I take the legs out of the pigeon, because when you do a dish, you like to be complex and you like to do, to have different flavor. Because different flavor on the dish is what makes the dish so nice. So I confit the legs of the pigeon, who give me one flavor. I confit the cabbage, who give me another flavor. And I have the flavor on the pigeon, plus at the end I have the jus, which just brings everything back. So, you know, I have a perfect picture here.
Now, one of your signature dishes is crab cake with light mustard sauce. Would you describe that for us?
Well, you know, I went to Maryland one day and I have a crab cake there. And you know, it was good, but it was too heavy and too... So I came back to the restaurant for a couple of days, and I think, I said, what am I going to do? I got to come up with something. I want to do a crab cake, but I don't want to do a crab cake like this. And then one day came. I said, I got it. And then I make a mousse with shrimp, was very light, And I take this mousse and I mix it up with crab. And I season it with Tabasco because I want to make it a little spicy, mustard. And I put Worcestershire sauce. And that gives me really a nice flavor. And then when I cook my craque rise because the mousse puff. And when you eat it, it's very light and very fluffy. And you have the flavor of the mousse, plus you have the flavor of the crab. It's really a wonderful dish.
You do price fix
meals
at your restaurant, Le Bec Fin. Why do you like working that way with the price fix idea, fixed price?
Well, I do. I started a fixed price because I don't know if you remember when I opened my first restaurant, I only have nine tables. And it was a small restaurant.
Very small. It was like 37 people
or
something. Yeah,
that was 37 people. You're absolutely right. So if I didn't do, if I have not done a fixed price, if I have done a menu à la carte and I have customer coming and eating one main course, I would have been out of business in 6 months. I would have never made it. The fixed price keep me in business. And then when I bought I moved to my new location, the restaurant was not big. I mean, I only see 55 at Le Bec Fin. It's not a big restaurant, 60 people. And I hesitated and I debated and I said, I go à la carte or I go fixed price. And, you know, fixed price was very successful. I have done it for 13 years. People were used to it. So I said, I'm going to continue to do the fixed price. That's what I continued to do it on a new location. I didn't change it.
So how many courses do you like to serve?
So I serve an appetizer, then a fish course, then a main course, then the salad, then the cheese, or cheese, or both if people want, no matter. Then we have a sorbet, then we have the dessert card, then we have coffee, then we have the petit four.
That's a lot.
But of course it's a lot. It's an occasion. You go there, not all. You know, we are an occasion. You come to Le Bec for an engagement. Divorce.
People come there to celebrate a divorce?
Yes. For a birthday, for an anniversary. We are on occasion. We are a restaurant for people who make a business deal. That's what we are here for.
You talk about the kind of pressures that chefs have to deal with. What are the worst pressures that you have to deal with?
Pressure. Terry, the pressure on my business is so high, you have no idea. It's like, first of all, the pressure is high because you have to make sure when we have a menu, we have so much things to do, everything is ready, and it's ready by 6 o'clock. So the pressure is there to push these people to perform because, you know, me, I work fast, but it's me. I can't do by myself what 4 guys are doing it. But now in this world, it's not the same anymore. When... You know, now it takes me 4 people to remplace what I used to do. Now when you have one person working because they're slow and they don't perform at the speed of the work, this is pressure. This is a lot of pressure. So all this pressure developed. Then the tension, when the customer comes, a lot of tension because, you know, if you have 2 sitting like we have to make sure we can turn over the table. Not rushing the customer, everything has to be nice, everything has to be smooth. Sometimes it's crazy in the kitchen, but that's the nature of the business. If you cannot take the pressure of the kitchen, stay out of the kitchen because you're not going to be able to do this business because it's a lot of pressure in this business.
My guest is Chef Georges Perrier, founder of the restaurant Le Bec Fin in Philadelphia. He's just completed his first cookbook called Le Bec Fin Recipes. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. Back with French chef Georges Perrier, author of the new cookbook, Le Bec Fin Recipes, named after his renowned restaurant in Philadelphia. Did you resist it initially when Americans started eating more lean food? Did you see it as a rejection of your cuisine?
No, because, it came from me, too, because I changed. Because, cooking is much like an artist to paint, you know. If you take an impressionist, he has a couple of periods. If you take Picasso, he has the the first period, the second period, and the third period, you know, and because you evaluate and you change and you get older, and things change, you want to do different things. It's like a painting. And me with my food is exactly the same. I change. That was my first period. Then after I have my second period, my third period. Now my third period is to really find that the lightness, and the flavor. That's what I want. But it has to be light, and flavor.
So tell me what kind of sauces you've substituted for the rich butter and cream sauces that don't prepare anymore.
You see what, if I make, you know, now if I do a sauce, for example, if I do a beurre blanc and I put the cream, now I do a beurre blanc, let's say that I do a beurre blanc, I don't put any cream. I reduce less, I put no cream, but I gotta put something, I need a blender, so I put butter, a little bit butter, but not too much. And we blend the sauce on a blender, so the sauce get a lot of air and get lighter. And then I'm not afraid to put water. If I need water, if I feel the sauce need water, I put water. I do a lot of sauce with chicken stock, not even fish stock, because I think on fish stock when I reduce give a bad flavor. So I won't get my flavor from the chicken stock because it's more neutral. So you see, everything is reverse, everything is changed.
Is the cooking in France lighter now, too?
Oh, yes, definitely, yeah. Mm. Yeah, because we have the revolution, I will say 10 years ago, what we call Nouvelle Cuisine, where the portion was small, there was nothing to eat. That work in France, that would have never worked in the United States. You know, people in the United States want to have something on the plate. If there's nothing on the plate, they're not going to be happy.
That's right. Yeah, Americans are used to big portions.
They're used to nice portion, and they like to, you know, they like to eat.
My guest is Georges Perrier, one of America's most famous chefs, owner of Le Bec Fin restaurant in Philadelphia, and now author of the new book, Georges Perrier, Le Bec Fin Recipes. Tell me a dish that you came up with yourself and how you came up with it.
A dish I came up with myself. No, I came up with that. Thinking that I want to do something with saumon, for example. This is fresh salmon.
Oh, salmon, yeah.
Fresh salmon. Mm-hmm. So I said, what am I going to do with salmon? I've done many things with salmon. I smoke the salmon this summer, lightly smoke, and I do that. And I said, I really want to come with something different. So, and then the other day I was sitting in my car, and it just a dime to me. I said, I think I got it. I'm going to cook carrots, slice carrots, very pretty. I'm going to make it very pretty. And I'm going to saute the carrot. And I'm not going to caramelize the carrot or give a special. I don't want the carrot caramelized. I want the carrot cooked nice. And I put a little chicken stock to bring back all the flavor. And I'm going to perfume this carrot with fresh thyme. Because I think fresh thyme will bring the flavor of the carrots. Then I'm going to take my saumon. And I'm going to cook the saumon de Teflon pan. Then I get my flavor. And I was thinking, what I'm going to put around that salmon to make a sauce, a nice sauce. Then I came up with this idea to do a very light sauce with lemon. I'm going to reduce lemon. I'm going to put a little fish stock and the jus de moule to get some flavor. And no cream. I don't want cream. So I'm going to reduce it. I'm going to put butter. And I said, well, that's nice, but I want still another flavor. I said, I'm looking for something who can bring back this old dish. And I came up with just a little bit of sesame oil on the sauce to bring back everything. That's it, I got my dish. So I got my carrots to give me a flavor. I got my salmon, I'm going to get a flavor. Plus I'm going to get my sauce with lemon because I got the tart in here who bring back everything. And then a little bit of sesame oil on the sauce will break everything and make this dish really a nice dish.
Sounds good.
You see?
Yeah. Have you ever eaten in fast food restaurants just to see what they're
yes,
like?
Yes, I eat. I have a daughter, I mean, who's 23, and she took me to McDonald's, so I eat McDonald's like everybody else, and Burger King, and junk food, and everything. I have tasted everything. I have, since my daughter now is 23 years old, I have not put my foot on a McDonald's or a Burger King in maybe 15 years or 16 years. But I would not say one day I will eat a hamburger. I eat everything because it's food, you know, and if it's done well, it's good.
What are some of the things you see happening now in the food world, like new food tastes, new food trends that you either like or don't like?
Well, I like everything because, you know, the food in this country, I mean, we are in the business. What you think you know today and what you think you do today, somebody is going to do better tomorrow because there is so much talent in this country. And it all started in California. I always believe when you are in the country where is wine, you have great chef, like in Lyon, because we have the wine. Food and wine goes together. So the trend of food who came from California would change California completely over with the influence of the Mexican food, whatever you want to put on it. But of course, you have all these talents, you know, in New York at great restaurants. You can go to Washington, you have great restaurants. It's constantly moving, and you have great American chefs who are pushing so hard because they're very talented. You know, for many years, then they develop and they develop and develop. Now let me tell you, the level of the food industry in this country is higher than it is in France.
Georges Perrier is the author of the new cookbook, Le Becfin Recipes, named after his 5-star restaurant in Philadelphia, Le Becfin.